Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Under the Lord. Sure, God. Amen. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm
Thank you.
Wow. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Ready to stop here, love? Or finish this out? All right. I can sort of hear you. You're cutting in and out a little bit. Did you want me to finish that out? Yeah. Oh, there I can hear you. Okay. Sounds good. No, we can hear you good. I know it's very exciting. We see Tracy and Roger and Sunday and Rebecca. We love you guys. Thank you for being here. Ten after nine. Do you not have the tripod with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we just need to get you those little clip-on lights. We have those too. Figure out how to light you up. And I know all of us are trying to help you from where we're sitting. We can see you. Can you see? We don't see him. Let there be light. Yes. Amen. No. This is really great too, because at the beginning of the program, Roger, I did see your question, and I would like to answer you, but as we know, I've been banned from commenting on YouTube. But Roger asked the question at the beginning of the program, how do you know what is your place in God? So this is awesome that you're addressing this right now, because I know you hadn't had a chance to see those comments. Yeah. Welcomes everyone. Okay, well, let me talk to this for a minute with Tracy and Roger. I see Tracy has said yes. How do you know? I'm sorry. I apologize when I'm talking in the dark. I forget to turn my camera on. Many times people will receive a direct word from God. Not often, though. Pastor was one that actually did receive a direct word from God that he was called to preach. Most of the time, you start doing whatever you know to do to serve in the ministry or serving the kingdom. Sometimes it's not even in ministry, but you start taking steps of things and God will start directing you without you even realizing it. If you have, this is where it's so important to have that intimate relationship with the Father, because then as you're moving along doing the little things that you know to do, new doors will open. People will say, hey, that's awesome. Can you help me with that? And then you'll start helping them with that. And then another new door will open and things will expand, or there will be a bigger place for what you're already doing. That's how you know where your place is and what you're supposed to be doing in God. Like Pastor was saying, with Roger, he automatically started thinking, I think I'll put all of our times in here. And he's become very diligent with it. And it's become a very big place in this ministry. If we had brick and mortar, or when we do have brick and mortar and we move Roger out here with us, he will probably be the doorman welcoming everybody in and directing them to wherever they need to go to get the information they need, or, you know, being that comfort as people come in the door. That would be Roger's position here. It's doing this for you guys. Yeah, your ministry is here putting in verses and things. In a brick and mortar situation, you know, it would be a bigger thing than that. And it will, we intend for it to be a bigger thing even here in this ministry as we go. But that's generally how people know what your place is, what you're supposed to be doing. You'll automatically be drawn to doing certain things. And from that one thing, another something will be added to it, or that will be expanded. And that's what your ministry becomes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one day we'll need a driver for Pastor so he can preach and somebody else can drive him. But he keeps thinking that's going to be me. Okay, something funny's going on there. Oh, no. We were distracting you. What this is, what Pastor does is he has like this huge, they call it a sandbox, and it literally is a huge box on a trailer on the back of a semi that they fill with sand for fracking. And when they go there, a forklift comes in and lifts this box off of the semi, and then they take another empty one and put it back on. And apparently he drove off without them putting the other one back on. So hopefully he can make a big circle around to get back in line. So what were we talking about? It completely distracted me. The pastor does need a driver, and I don't see that it's ever going to be me, though he keeps saying it's going to be. My goodness. Did you get back in line or back up? Oh, he doesn't have his headphone or headset on, so he can't hear us. So anyways, that is typically how, I hope that makes sense to everyone. That's, oops, and now he just lost his place here. That is typically how you know what your ministry, gift is. But at some point in time, at any point in time, God may say to you, I need you to go and start taking care of this. There are many people that their gift in ministry is sending cards or letters. It may be to people in prison. It may be to people that are homebound. Sometimes it's other ministries in other nations that need uplifting and support, edifying. And that could be a ministry for some. Well, it is a ministry for many people. There are just so many things needed in the body of Christ. And the biggest thing is just that we all act. We were talking about this morning on the prayer program, that everything we do in this earth that shows us as the body of Christ helps build and solidify the kingdom of God on this earth. I don't know if that's the right, yes, to make us solid as the body of Christ on this earth. The disconcerting thing right now is that so many of these that are promoting the things that are an abomination to God, they have figured out that through kindness, they can influence people. And that's a scary thing, because they are influencing people when the actual body of Christ is not putting out as much effort to win people over and to be the kindness and the love and the comfort and the edification that people need. So people are getting that from those that are going to lead them astray. That's a very alarming thing, and we need to step up. And it doesn't matter if it's in a grocery store telling someone, you look very nice today, or helping someone put their groceries in their car, or you know, this is one time my dad loved to go to Walmart. He made me take him there every day to drive the go-karts there, because he just loved driving those carts. And one day we were coming out and getting him, usually I'd get him in the car and then I'd take the cart back in the store and come back out. And there was this nice young man, he was probably in his mid-20s, that was coming out of the store as we were, and he saw me get Dad in the car, and then I was getting back on the cart, and he said, you need that taken back in? And I said, yeah. And he goes, let me do that for you. And I said, seriously? And he said, oh yeah, these things are a blast to drive. And he hopped on and took it and put it back in the store for me, so I didn't have to. And what a great thing that was. All of those things are ministries to the kingdom of God, and they're things that we all need to be doing all the time. So even if you don't feel like you have a specific position yet, those are the things that help build the kingdom. And they are ministers. It is, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 12 years, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but still believed, yeah. You were just telling that other guy to keep following it around. It'll keep going around, so just follow. Too funny.
Anyways.
Amen. Oh my. It'll be all right. Yeah. Can you imagine? Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Sister Julian and Brother Mamala. It's okay. They understand. Who's Sister Julian and Brother Mamala? We do. Got a little bit going on. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I mean, there's all kinds of fun comments. You'll enjoy going back and reading later, but no more questions at the moment. All right. You did. Too funny. All right, everybody, get your... If everyone would like to get your communion elements together, I'm going to start out by reading the verses out of the Bible from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, pertaining to the communion. And then we'll pray the prayer of salvation together. If there's anyone with us tonight, or anyone when you ever hear this video and you've not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, we invite you to do that now. We are going to put up the prayer of salvation so we can all pray it together, and you can invite Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Please make this decision. Do not wait on it. It will make your life here on earth. It gives you purpose and direction and gives you the peace and understanding and love in your life that you won't find anywhere else. But more than that, even, it changes your eternity. It can be the decision that takes you to heaven and keeps you out of hell. It is that important. You have to make this decision in order to go to heaven. So there's no reason to wait. And we have this wonderful family of believers here that are the most amazing support system you'll ever get. And we're here every day. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. We also have a webpage at samueljcottle.com. It is the Community of Faith webpage. You can go there. Our contact information is there. There's a lot of information there, too. We're in the process of trying to get it updated, but it seems we've all been locked out of it for now. But the content that is there is still true. It just needs to be updated, and we're working on that. So please contact us. Pastor will love to help bring any understanding that you need, help answer any questions that you have, and help you to know how to walk out this life as a new believer on this earth. So we'd love to hear from you. And more than anything, we just want you to make this decision immediately. So we're going to pray this prayer of salvation. Pray it from the very depths of your heart. Because like we said, this changes your life here on earth. It also changes your eternity. This is serious. And then after you pray the prayer of salvation, you'll be welcome to receive communion with us. Hallelujah. We ask you not to receive communion until you've made that decision. And as I read these verses, you'll know why. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct. I'm reading out of the Passion paraphrase too. So if it's a little bit different than your King James or New King James or Amplified or whatever, it's okay. Follow along with us because it's great to do that comparison. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, "Take it and eat your fill. It is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, "This cup seals the new covenant with my blood." I love that wording. This cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in a wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate himself, or it says judge himself in the New King James. Evaluate his own attitude, and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the importance of the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, it's the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble together as one to share a meal, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served. If you're that hungry, eat at home first. So that when you gather together, you will not bring judgment upon yourself. So those are the verses that pertain to the communion. So now we're going to put up the prayer of salvation. And please, even if you've prayed this so many times over and over, pray it again. It's a great refreshing. It's a great reminder to your own spirit and soul as you read this. So here we go. The prayer of salvation, or A. This isn't the only prayer of salvation. It is a prayer of salvation. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, 19, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. Hallelujah. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, please get a hold of us. Let us know that you've made that decision. And we, as the community of faith, welcome you to the family of God. We welcome you to the kingdom of God here on earth. And we're so excited. So happy you've made that decision. Pastor, did you have anything you wanted to say? You didn't need to. Are you just... Yeah, yes, it did. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. So if you have your communion elements, let's lift them up and we say, Father, we thank you for this time together. We bless these elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. Now I'm going to share the screen again so that we can pray the communion prayers together. Here we go. This is New Covenant Worship or Communion Prayers. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. Do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here is the prayer. Let's pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's all receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you suffered to save us and that you counted it all joy. Thank you. And now we lift up the juice and let's pray this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's all receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. You in us and we in you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor, you're going to sing to us now? All right.
Thank you, Jesus. You first love me.
That was really low, but you did it very well. My God. Yeah, I'm not sure Phyllis is with us. Are you with us, Sister Phyllis?
All right.
Huh. Amen. Yes, we can hear you. I did not hear you singing, though. Yeah. Amen, amen.